Back to President Trump's travel ban and the confusion over its enforcement. For example, how does the ban affect green card holders? These are legal permanent residents of the United States. Ashley Cleek spoke with one person who's uncertain about what to do.
First, up front, this is a story about my friend, Denise Ajuri. Early Saturday morning, she texted me. "I'm sorry if it's late," she wrote. "Hope your phone's on silent." I live in New York, Denise lives in L.A., but when she texted me, she was in the Czech Republic, visiting friends. She's worried that Trump's order would block her, an Iranian, from returning to the U.S. Later, we chatted on WhatsApp.
"I just don't get the logic. I just don't get it. And I've been living there, I've been working there, and I've been paying taxes. I don't know what, I've been studying there. I just don't know what else I should do."
Denise has had a green card since 2011. She's a journalist, and she left Iran to work at Radio Free Europe, a broadcaster funded by the U.S. government. Iran considers reporters who work for Radio Free Europe spies, so the U.S. granted her a green card.
"I mean, yeah, I don't have another home. That's the thing."
There are thousands of people like Denise, around 500,000, in fact, if you add up people who've received green cards in the past decade from the seven countries targeted in the immigration executive order. Right now, Denise is trying not to panic. There are mixed signals from Trump about the order and judges blocking parts of it. She's not sure if she should test returning to the U.S. or stay in Europe, where she has a tourist visa until mid-March.
"Oh, God. It's unbelievable. The worst-case scenario, I mean, I can't go back to Iran. There's no way. And so I don't know. Maybe I should go to Turkey. I don't know."
Denise says she understands that Trump wants to protect America from terrorism. But she doesn't understand how this order achieves that. Why people who followed the rules now feel uncertain about going back to the U.S.
"How else can I show that I'm loyal to the country? I was hoping that it was going to be welcoming enough if I follow the rules. That's the thing that I was thinking, okay, maybe in some parts of the world things are chaotic, but this is the U.S. I mean, they have rules. Follow the steps and, you know, they are welcoming. This is the only first time that I'm super confused. I feel like I'm back in Tehran and things can change in a second."
She hopes that by the time she's supposed to come home, there'll be some clarity to the order. "It's not the end of the world," she says. "It just feels so deeply unfair." For The World, Ashley Cleek, New York.